It's a great day to be alive. Good morning, James Chapman.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm great.
Yeah.
What is your most valuable resource?
My brain.
Your brain. Okay. What is the most valuable finite resource?
My brain.
Okay. All right.
Probably my body, actually.
Your body, huh?
Yeah, I think my body would probably go before my brain, honestly.
What do you do when your brain is telling you no, but your body is telling you yes?
Good question.
That's what I have to tell Danielle all the time. I'm like, look, my mind is telling me no, my body is
My
telling.
body's telling me, yeah.
All right. So I was thinking more outside of your own being.
Right.
So where I was going with that was time, right?
Yeah, time is very, very, very precious.
Yes. And it's finite. You only have so much. How are you using it? That has what's been on my mind and what I have been focusing to try to get ownership of my time. Instead of the day running me, I'm trying to run the day,
Yep.
right? So I wanted to talk a few minutes about that.
Okay.
Can I get an amen?
Amen to that, brother. What you got?
Amen. We're gonna pass around the offering plate here before too
Lay
long.
it down on us.
I know we get people who listen all over the world. Down here in Georgia, we're inside what's known as the Bible Belt. And inside the Bible Belt, there's a lot of amens, and there's definitely always an offering plate that gets passed around, especially if you're talking about one of those love offerings. Love offering. Can we get a love offering? They start passing the plate around. People throw those 5s, 10s, and 20s. Maybe somebody's feeling frisky with that 50 in there.
Right.
But anyways, so all right, so with time, I'm trying to dominate and own my time. And we need to make sure, like, it's your most valuable thing. It's how you're effective. It's how you can be efficient. So one of the things I struggle with is valuing my time over someone else's, especially if they're on my team. Somebody needs something, they can basically interrupt me for anything.
Yep.
I will stop what I'm doing. I'll help because I always see it as like, well, I need to help. I need to help move things along. But as I'm learning, I have my beautiful bride that's in the office has been helping me. She is an absolute beast on her time and her calendar. And, it's always nice when you have somebody who's, see the picture a little better because they're not inside the frame, right? And so she's looking at it. She's like, no wonder you stay stressed. No wonder you stay burned out and stuff because you have no value. You have no boundaries around your time. So now, like, I'm blocked scheduling that in a better way where it's like sacred time. It can't be messed with. I get to own it. I'm in my first real week of that, but dude, it already kind of got messed up some. And I was already starting to think about changing stuff where I didn't value it as much. I had to put some hard nose around that. And it is so helpful. So, a couple of things I haven't done that are like hugely popular. Number one, we use Slack at our office. You use Slack?
We use Trello, but similar.
Trello. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's probably some integrations there as well. But
It's all
like,
the
yeah. So, like with Slack, man, I just built out the integrate. I built it out. I connected the integration where now my calendar syncs with Slack. So, everybody in the office, when I have a meeting pop up, it puts me unavailable. So, nobody's slacking me, like, or they know, hey, he's in a meeting. He's not going to answer. Right.
Right.
And then, to that, I've also finally went and set up a free Calendly. Calendly,
Yeah,
isn't that how you say it?
Calendly.
Yeah, Calendly account.
Yep.
And now I'm not doing stupid BS emails back and forth because if somebody was like sent me a thing and said, hey, do you have time for a meeting this week? Yeah, what time you got? Because I'm always willing to shift my stuff around, right? But now I can just send back the link and say, hey, yeah, pick a time. It's on you. Pick a time. It goes in the slot. There it is. And it makes me make sure my calendar's more up to date. And I'm following what I need to do. And I can, if I own that and discipline that, then I can shift where I need to and it won't mess me up.
Yeah.
But it's getting back to me on my time. If not, I will be a slave to this place forever.
That's a good point. And I think we spoke about that like 3 weeks ago.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Well, then it needs to be reiterated.
Yeah. No, big time. But this is an entirely different conversation than what we initially had. Right? This is this is proactive and where we were.
Yeah.
Where you are. I'm still in the same damn boat.
Just trying to crank it. I mean, look, I'm still trying to get it all done, but I'm sectioning up my day and saying, okay, like I have a to-do list. Well, now here's a time slot, that sacred time where I work on that to-do list.
Yeah.
I'm not always just waiting for the next email to come in. Then I immediately sit there and do the same thing I try to encourage the people in my office to not do, and that's to be reactive. Be proactive. Yeah. You know? And hopefully I'll actually start saying no to more things.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing, but I heard this the other day, like as you walk further down the road of the path of success, we'll call it, you get more opportunities, right? More things come up. And so it gets harder to say no to those things because you've been so in tune with how you've run the operation up to this point that it's almost, you aren't paying attention to the change.
Yeah.
And so you've got to start evaluating, meetings. You've got to start evaluating the routine. You have to start reevaluating the situations that you're in. Like all of these things have to be reevaluated because you're knocking on that ceiling again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially for you. I mean, you're knocking on the damn ceiling and trying to break through a whole nother game.
Well, yeah, but I mean, isn't that all of us at some level, right?
At some level, yeah.
Right. When I was a solopreneur and then I hired my first person, I was knocking on a new ceiling.
Yep.
And then, when I tried to expand that, when I bought my first company, right, and bought them out, I don't think I've ever experienced stress like that, how it affected my body.
Right.
Like it was weird. I'd never been stressed like that. It was crazy. Like that was another ceiling, right? So, I mean, I think no matter, that's the beauty of it. No matter if where somebody's at in their career or their status, are always, the winners are always trying to find another way to win, to step it up, to continue to improve.
Right.
But man, you're going to make that struggle a lot harder if you're not owning your time.
100%.
Yeah. Hey, look, you're starting out somewhere and you're starving. Yeah, it needs to be as many yeses as you can give, right?
Yeah.
You need to be willing to do any and everything. But as you stretch thinner, you got to value your time more. So I was talking with my partner the other day. He was just talking about when we first were merging and he looked at the people that were on my team, he was impressed. And he's like, how you've accomplished that and did that. But we were talking about that compared to now. And I said, that's the thing, man. It was like all in one office. I could control it really well. It was this set amount of people. I wasn't maxing myself out. I said, I cannot do that to that level. He's like, yeah, I know. Like we're talking about how to fill that gap. He's like, yeah, I get it. I can't do the same thing that I did when it was just CIG. Now that it's ACI, I can't do that stuff. There's too many people. There's too many different touch points, So it's like, okay, how do I value my time? How do I spend it? Because I can still only focus so much on so many things.
And that's a good point to lay out is at some point you do get stretched thin.
Yeah.
And you've got to start, again, reevaluating where you're at and how you're going about the process.
Yeah.
It's cool to see from this point of view, right? Because we've had a few conversations during this period of time of making the transition, making that maneuver. But it's been cool to see how the progression has come, from the initial, merger to the transition to where you guys are at now. And then to see kind of where you're feeling that role and how you're handling it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's cool. Like I've gotten to see a lot of growth with you too. Like that's the whole thing. Like people I've pulled for, supported, people who supported me. Like we work together, like we back each other. We're there when things are off, right? Like getting to watch those people develop into something and me getting to develop too. And we encourage each other, that whole iron sharpens iron thing, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But
it's one of those things that you get to kind of see how the progression goes. But with that being said, I know that you got a time crunch today. With that being the way that it is.
Yeah.
Guys, take this, run with it, take a little bit of it, take all of it, whatever it is, start evaluating where you're at, how your time is running, and then start making some adjustments as you're improving.
That 100%. Look, if you can just take one improvement, just one thing and improve on it, one thing that's about your time and improve on it. And no matter if, like, don't change it for two weeks minimum. Don't question it. Just do it for a minimum of 2 weeks every day, right? And then you can reevaluate. But if you don't value your time, somebody will always take advantage of it because they value their time more than they value your time.
Yeah.
So which person are you going to be?
Amen to that. With that being said, guys, check out our sponsors, Jocko Fuel and Origin USA. When you get there, put in the code GRIND10. Show us some support, show them some support, and keep making it happen. With that being said,
Grinder out.